We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
About this, we have much to say, which is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their faculties trained by practice to distinguish good from evil. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and I don't think I've ever read this Bible passage before. It does not sound familiar to me at all. I actually was looking to use the next line, which is Hebrews chapter 6, and then I was kind of reading the before, this like what came before the passage that I wanted to use, and I thought, ooh, this is really good for what I want to talk about. So today I want to talk about your spiritual growth alongside your financial growth. And I love this passage because it says that since you have become dull of hearing, and I think if we are lifelong Catholics, there definitely comes a point where you just become dull of hearing. We go to church, if we get our kids to church, or we go to Mass still. You know, sometimes I find myself reciting the words of the priest, you know, inside my head, because it's like you just have it all memorized, but you're not really hearing the words. Maybe you get a good homily in there and you have a nugget or two that you can take away. But for me, sometimes it's just like just going through the motions, you know, go in, bless yourself, sit down, kneel, stand up, hold hands, shake hands, and then go up in communion line, come back from communion line, and, you know, just kind of go through the motions. And one of the cool things with having a child this year receiving First Holy Communion, and it's my last kid to receive First Holy Communion, is that you do have to kind of go back to that childlike wonder of the Mass. And when you're explaining the Mass, and ever since my kids were little, and I would try to get them to pay attention during the consecration, I'd say, oh, look for the birdie, because that's when the Holy Spirit comes down and consecrates the bread into the body of Jesus. And I always am amazed at the silence in the church when the consecration is happening. Or if there's not a silence, it might be a child just like kind of shrieks, or, you know, it's like a, you know, pay attention this Sunday when you go to church during the consecration. Is it silent, or is there like a little child that's like, because sometimes, I don't know, I think they see things we don't see. But anyway, that's like a horse of a different color. Okay. But I think we need to have the faith of a child. But according to this passage, we also need to be growing spiritually. And it says like, we should be the teachers, but we're still the children. And really, to be the teacher means that you have continued past your childhood to further your education. And my question to you is, after you received confirmation, did you continue learning your faith? Did you study more for it when you got married, maybe? Or have you just kind of stopped growing spiritually from where you left off 20 some years ago, 30 some years ago? And the same financially. Are you growing in your knowledge of your money, or are you still holding on to the emotions that you had as a child around money, or the beliefs that you had around money as a child, or have they matured? And if not, why not? So I just want to talk a little bit about that today. Okay, so if we go on, it says you need milk, not food, not solid food, because you're unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their faculties trained by practice to distinguish good from evil. So here's the thing. When we are not growing spiritually, we are stagnant. And stagnant water breeds disease. And what tends to happen when you're not going to Mass, when you're not praying regularly, when you're not receiving the sacrament of reconciliation or penance, you're not growing. You're just being stagnant. And what happens is sin kind of creeps in little by little, and you don't even realize it anymore. And that's what it's saying. Like, you can't distinguish good from evil anymore. And I'm not going to get into world politics and stuff, but I think it's very easy to just look around in our own families and look around in the classrooms and look around at the people running things. And the line between good and evil is really getting blurry. And it's when we don't know our faith and we haven't continued to study our faith, we don't have the confidence or even the knowledge to stand up when we see evil in the world, or we see evil in our families, or we see evil in our communities where we're living. And I'm not talking like murder and obvious things like that. I'm just talking like gossip. I'm talking pornography. I'm talking maybe working from home for your job that you're getting paid good money for, but you're really doing laundry. You're really gardening. You're really not doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, but you're being paid to do. There's these little sins that just kind of creep in, right? But over time, they really can breed disease, and, you know, stagnant water stinks. And when we're not practicing our faith and we're not taking advantage of all that Jesus left for us, which is the Mass and Eucharist and going to confession, then we are more likely to go down the slippery slope of blurring the lines of good and evil. And the same goes with your finances. Have you advanced since you were a child financially? You know, or are you still spending money like a child? Or even worse, do you let your children dictate where your money is going? Do you walk into Target saying, "Mommy's going to get this, this, and this on my list," and somehow you walk out with $50, $60 more dollars than what you wanted to spend because your kids were like, "Oh, can I have this? Can I have this?" Because why? You haven't grown financially to be able to say no. You're caving. You know, it's just like when you're a child and you're just, you don't know good from evil. You don't know good from bad. You just do what you want to do. Children do what feels good, right? But eventually you grow and you mature and you start saying to yourself, "Okay, well, that's how I thought as a child, but now I'm older and I need to think differently." And that's what this passage is calling us to do. It's like, are you growing spiritually? So the thing I like about the last line is, for those who have their faculties trained by practice. Okay, so how can we grow spiritually and how can we grow financially in our mindset, if you will? So again, spiritually, you need to keep growing in your faith. You need to keep learning. And really, in this day and age, there is no reason to not learn, because it is just a click away on the Google to find out, what does that Bible passage mean? Or what did the priest mean when he said this? Or what are the Mass times? You know, where you're on vacation and you say, "Oh, I don't know. There's no church. There's no, I don't know if we can get to Mass." Well, guess what? It's a quick Google, masstimes.org. You know, find out what town you're in and where, what time the Masses are. When we went to St. John a couple of summers ago, well, we were there for Easter, maybe 2 years ago, we had Mass under a tent in St. John because they haven't built the church yet. But we figured it out and we found out how to get there. And it was one of the most beautiful Masses our family has ever attended. And if you ask our kids what really resonated with them on that trip, they will bring up the mass that we went to because it was just so unique. It was just like a tent and we set up the chairs and we took down the chairs and there were horses and donkeys like coming into the tent when we were celebrating mass. It was really cool. Are you praying your rosary every day? I cannot emphasize this enough. Pray your rosary every single day because that is the bare minimum. If you listen to Father Ripperger, he's the exorcist that's just so wise. All you have to do is Google him and start listening to some of his talks. He is incredible. And that's what he's telling us that we need to do to protect our families from, you know, if you want to protect your families from the evil, the real evil that is out there trying to bring your family down, you have to do the bare minimum 15 minutes a day of prayer. And the rosary happens to be 15 minutes a day. If you want to do better than that, then do an hour of prayer a day. Okay, so do 15 minutes of the rosary and then do something else throughout the course of your day. It doesn't have to be all at one time, but that's how you're going to be growing spiritually. And how I came up to this topic today was I'm doing a rosary group right now where we're doing a deep dive into the joyful mysteries. And in the Magnificat, when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, it talks about growing and having sin being revealed to you. Okay, I can't think of the exact words right now. But I said to the group, I said, that's what I loved about praying the sorrowful rosary. This is another big thing that I've learned in this past year is the sorrowful rosary. Because one of the promises of the sorrowful rosary, if you pray it on a very regular basis, say you did it every single day for a month, things that God wants you to work on will be revealed to you. There might be some things that are very obvious. You know, if you have an addiction problem, then maybe he's really going to go hard on that and say, like, you really need to nip this in the bud. Okay, you need to get this under control. But for me, it was something very subtle that through just praying the rosary over the course of the month, this was revealed to me. And I thought, oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that. But now that my eyes have been opened to this, I really need to work on it. And it's not a sin that I would confess in the confessional. It's not anything I ever would have thought of. But it was brought to my attention and now I'm very aware of it. And I've tried very hard to change that behavior. So it's just an example of when you give that time to our Lord, He will help you grow spiritually. He will help you prune away what's not working so you can prosper into the woman that He's calling you to be. Same with your finances. Like, are you still falling for zero interest credit cards and you're shuffling balances from one to the next? Are you still doing buy now, pay later? Are you doing, oh gosh, what are those things? Like payday lenders, you know? These are things that are just almost childlike because it's what someone that doesn't know about money is going to do, okay? It's like putting the money under your mattress. That's what you would do as a child. But if you're not investing for retirement, that's essentially what you're doing is like there's nothing growing for the next season of your life. So again, it's not hard to become educated a little bit in your finances. You just have to read some books, listen to some podcasts, go visit a financial advisor, pay somebody to teach you, get a financial coach. Okay, but you have to move from the milk of a child to the solid food of an adult. And in all things, spiritual or financial, children do what feels good. Adults do what it takes. And I want you guys to get to heaven. And I want you to retire with financial security. And it has to start from your development and from your growth. So I want you to think today, what can you do to practice moving into the next stage of whether it's your spiritual life or your financial life? Okay, because that last line in that passage, faculties trained by practice. So we have to practice these things. We have to practice our faith and we have to practice being disciplined in our finances. Okay, get a budget and then practice every month sticking to that budget. Is it going to cure everything financially for you? Maybe, maybe not, but it's at least the first step. get on a budget, figure out where you're spending too much money, and then cut back and increase the savings. Figure out why you're not living within your the appropriate percentage of your fixed cost. You know, it should be no more than 60% of your take-home pay is your fixed cost. And that's usually the sticky wicky when I meet with my clients, is that their fixed costs are too high. And that's why you're always feeling like you can't get ahead. Okay. So I pray for you that you will take a little bit of time today to grow spiritually. Just maybe sit down, say a prayer, get the rosary out. You can Google how to pray a rosary. You can listen to a rosary on a podcast. And I want you to do something today to help your financial future. Whether it's you say no to yourself when you want to buy something in the store, whether you say no to your kids, you cut back on something, or you say yes to investing into your future. Okay, so try to do something today for your spirit and for your wallet. All right, have a great day, and I'll see you on Saturday for a 5-minute declutter with me. Take care.